I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, so this must be The Next Page. Hey, Marissa, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. I love this time of year. The temperatures are cooler, especially the mornings. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
I know. I do, too. But this weekend, the weekend that we're recording, is going to be in the 80s.
It is? Okay, so my 45-degree mornings aren't going to be 45 degrees?
I mean, I don't know about the mornings, but I know it's going to be like pool weather this weekend.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's good too. Because anytime we can get a few more days of summertime weather, that's perfect.
Yes.
So today's a totally different podcast.
I'm taking over.
You are. I love it. So tell us about your post from this morning, because you took over my spot, which I'm thankful for. But
yeah,
so what'd you write about?
I wrote about living with intention, particularly in different seasons. That could mean actual seasons like winter, spring, summer, and fall. It could also mean different seasons of your life. But I think, you know, you and I have been doing this for over 2 years now. And we tend to have a leadership and growth focus. We talk a lot about our work lives. And we do draw parallels between work and personal life often. Right. But we were thinking that we would just kind of shake things up a little bit and add some balance to our podcast here, because we are all more than our work.
Absolutely.
And I mentioned last week when you asked me, I think, if I had any special plans for the weekend. And I mentioned that we are working through a fall bucket list as a family. And so that's kind of how we got this idea. And so jumping in, I think I'll just say that I want to preface this conversation that, as Amy Poehler would say, like, good for her, not for me. So this is what works for me and what we're really enjoying. It doesn't mean that it's perfect for everyone, but it's kind of just an encouragement to just get out there and enjoy life a little bit more.
And I think it's great. You know, I think this fits right in with my leadership growth theme anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if there isn't balance in our life, we can't be any good in our occupation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has to be this balance. And so I just think it's great. So how did you come up with the idea of a bucket list
for
seasons?
Okay, so it was summer of 2018, which is the summer that we had Lena, which we knew she was due at the end of summer. So that year, we had kind of decided that we wanted to have a more intentional summer, because it was our last summer with just one baby, and a lot was going to change. And so Isla was at a good age where we could do a lot of fun things. So it kind of started then, where we were a little more intentional about where we spent our time in the summer. We said no to a lot of things, and that included graduation parties and some birthday parties, even some things that we maybe would have liked to do, but there were other things that we wanted to do as a family more. So there was some sacrifice involved. But then things, after having the baby, it took a while to get back into the groove of our family. But this year, in August, funny because we talked about Instagram last week and the weeks prior, I follow an account on Instagram called Homegrown Traditions, and she's got all kinds of different ideas for traditions that you can have with your family. She's got four kids. And so she was talking about a bucket list for fall, and I had seen her do something similar in previous seasons, but I just wasn't there yet. And she had made it pretty easy. She had a file that you could purchase that was really pretty. It had pretty fonts and kind of looked like a chalkboard, and it was like $8 or something. And it had already had a lot of ideas in there, but it was customizable. So I bought the file, and I sat down with Derek and the girls, and we kept some of the things, and then we changed some of the other things that we knew just weren't feasible for us, and printed it out for something like 32 cents at Staples.
Wow.
On like a nice cardstock, and hung it up. And we just decided, so that was at the end of August. We're like, okay, like, we're going to kick this off September 1st, which, you know, even though technically that's not fall. I do know that. But Isla started like a real pre-K program that goes with the school year this year. So we just thought it lined up well with school starting, and we're going to kick this off September 1st and work down our list. And it's been so much fun. We sat down to set it up, and, you know, like I said, we knew that some things just weren't going to work for us. So I think if I had to give some tips, it would be to be realistic, know what is within your bounds and your limits and what isn't. Talk to the other people in your family or other, you know, stakeholders, we can call them.
Yeah.
And, it's meant to be something that's fulfilling, that leaves you feeling good and content at the end of the weekend or the end of the day, not a drain on resources. So it's not like our list is not all of these extravagant activities. There are like simple things. There are certain things on our list that like inevitably are going to happen. Halloween and Thanksgiving are on our list. Those are going to happen.
Okay. So would you mind walking us through your list?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's kind of long. I mean, do you want everything on it?
Well, just, you know, why don't you start? And I think that a lot of people, myself included, like I don't.
Okay.
I would love to get a picture of what it is.
Okay. So it's in no particular order. And like I said, some of the things were ideas that she had already on here. Others were things that we know that we love to do in the fall. And others I Googled other people's fall bucket lists and found inspiration there. So visit a pumpkin patch, rake and jump in leaves. That's something that Isla loves to do. Visit Springside Farm, which is a farm. And I think it's technically in Fabius, maybe Pompey. I think it's Fabius that we went to last year and had a lot of fun. Apple picking, visit Plumpton's, which is a farm nearby.
Okay.
Watch Hocus Pocus. I thought it was a good time to, this might be the year that Isla is introduced to Hocus Pocus. Fall family hike, visit a winery, carve/paint pumpkins, drink apple cider, have a picnic, Halloween, decorate for fall, go on a hayride, Thanksgiving, visit the zoo, go biking at the park, have a harvest dinner, family pictures, fall craft, Adirondack weekend trip, home. Ooh. Yeah, that's like the big, that's the wild card.
Yeah, okay.
homemade chili for dinner, gratitude tree. Which will be like a November activity leading up to Thanksgiving. Yeah. Apple crisp. So make apple crisp.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm getting hungry.
Make homemade applesauce. Make a fall wreath. Bake a pie and roast pumpkin seeds.
That's awesome.
So that is our list. And we're working through it.
Good. So some of the ideas you said were on the template that you bought, right?
Yep.
And then you said you Googled other people's autumn bucket lists. So this is a trend, or
I found like a lot of. I looked through the Google images where I found other printables and things like that, and I think some magazines have articles. And it really didn't take me that long to fill it up. I think there's about 28 items on here, which is a lot. I mean, it doesn't have to be that long. But some of our things are really simple. Some build on others. So we have roast pumpkin seeds, and we also have carve pumpkins. So we're going to carve the pumpkins, get the seeds, and roast them.
Sure.
Some of them, like the Adirondack weekend, like I said, that's our wild card. And we do have it scheduled. So we're planning on doing it.
Okay, good.
That was the kind of big thing on here, but some of them are really simple too, like a fall craft. That's not going to be anything extravagant. It's just something fun to do with Isla. We'll probably pull some of the leaves out of our backyard and do something with leaves and pine cones that I find on Pinterest. And some of these things are things that we typically would do every season, but this is a really good way of making sure that they happen and making sure that we schedule them. And that and that the time doesn't go by and we're like, it's the last weekend for picking and we're going to get the bottom of the barrel for apples.
Yep.
So I think
that's awesome. And so here's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. When you started, what I was hearing was a quote that I got from John Maxwell once when he said, "Say no to the good to make time for the best." Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that so we're intentional about what it is we really want to get done, mm-hmm. the things that we don't want to forget.
Yes.
The things that we don't want to, as we go through the rush of this of life, mm-hmm. miss. Mm-hmm. Because before long, it's over.
Yep. Yeah.
So I love that.
And I already know, I think we've checked off about 5 things. We're trying to do 1 or 2 a week.
Yep.
And Isla is already asking, can we go back to the bike place? And because we rented a Surrey bike, one of those like 4-person wow. bikes.
Sure.
And she wants to do that again. She's like, I loved when we went on our hike around the lake because we went to Beaver Lake. That was a hike. Okay. When you're pushing 70 pounds of stroller and children, yes. you know, with 2 kids, the stroller weighs about 70 pounds. Even
that's
though
a hike.
That's a hike that is counting. Yep. We always go to Clark Reservation too because we don't live far. Some of these things will happen more than once. We will visit okay. another winery, I'm sure. But I think, like you said, saying no to the good, like there are certain things that I think we feel pressured to do. Like mm-hmm. there's a lot of activities, extracurricular activities for your kids and it's okay to say no, just because it feels like everyone else's kid is doing ballet or soccer or whatever. If that doesn't fit in what works right now for your family, like then skip it and do something fun that your whole family could enjoy. And it's not just like a family thing. I know that I have that family lens because right now I am like in the trenches
right.
of motherhood.
Right.
But I wish that Derek and I had done this before we had kids because
sure.
there were so many weekends where we'd just be like, I guess we'll just like sit around and drink coffee until we have to go to Target and buy paper towels. You know, I mean, it's like.
Exactly. I know what you mean. Yes.
And when you have this list, so today, when we're recording right now, today is Friday, and we all stood in front of the list earlier because I was taking my picture of it. And we're like, okay, what are we going to do this weekend? So like I mentioned, it's going to be warm. So we're probably not going to be doing any of the, you know, apple picking type things, but it'd be a great weekend for a picnic because it's going to be so nice. So that yeah. might be one of those things that we get done and we put it on the calendar. So last weekend I was in a rush. I had to do my Wegmans Target Starbucks run. And I was like, I gotta mm-hmm. get that done because we have plans. Like we have plans to make these memories. And
yep.
It's funny. I sent our list to my family group text and my sister-in-law wrote back, are you going to do this every season? Because I want to see what your list is going to look like next time. And I'm like,
I want to see what your list looks like.
Yes, because this is the most fun that we've had in a while. So it's, and it's
that's great.
Nothing fancy, but it leaves us feeling fulfilled at, you know, Sunday night when we go to bed and we have the Sunday scaries, but we know that we gave it our all this weekend. We had
yes,
a lot of fun
yeah.
and we have a lot to look forward to.
Sure. So I want to ask you a question. So you talked a little bit ago about we don't have to give in to the pressures to do the things that other people feel that they need to do, like mm-hmm. all of the extracurricular activities. So do you think that having the list, does it help you with the discipline
mm-hmm.
of saying no, or is it just an awareness, or can you actually say, well, no, sorry, we have plans?
Yeah, no, I'll say, sorry, we've already got plans that
okay.
for that weekend, you know, like we put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
We knew that last Saturday we were doing our family hike and had to say no to some other things. So,
yep.
yeah, and it creates those boundaries and makes sure
great.
That you aren't filling the small margins that we all have
right.
with other commitments that aren't life-giving.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So how far out in the season do you actually put things on the calendar, or do you just kind of... Like, my guess is it's not Friday we decide every, you know, for tomorrow, but maybe there might be times when you do schedule out farther.
Yeah, like that Adirondack weekend, we scheduled that out a little bit further. I know that a lot of the pumpkin related activities, those are going to be in October. There's kind of certain things that have to sort of happen in a certain time frame. Like one of the things was decorate for fall. That will happen at the end of September.
Okay.
And some of the things like we've already done because they weren't necessarily dependent on holidays, you know, Hocus Pocus. That'll be something we do right before Halloween.
Okay. So how early do you start adding to your bucket list for the next season?
So it's funny. I was thinking about this because this is the first year we've had like an official list. I said, the last time we did this, it was more about just being more intentional with our time.
Yes.
But for me, I'm someone who thrives on a plan and a list. And this is, like I said, I pre-printed it. So we're not adding, we're not really subtracting. Like we're planning on really sticking to this list. We're not planning to add. I mean, I'm sure we'll do other things, but these are the things that we've committed to. I think that, I don't know, maybe around Thanksgiving when I start doing all my holiday shopping and kind of transition into that holiday mode.
Yeah.
Into the most wonderful time of the year for David Freund.
Yes. So I could probably start it by Halloween, right?
Right. And we've already talked about, and we are, like, if you can tell, like, we are jazzed about this. Like, I don't know why. So excited about our list. But
it's great.
We have already started talking about certain things that we want to make sure that we do. It was funny. Isla asked me today. She's like, remember when we saw Santa in Skinny Atlas? And at first it took me a minute to figure it out what she was talking about. And she was talking about the Dickens Christmas.
Right.
So, and we know that that will be on our list. Like I said, these are things, a lot of these things are things that we would be doing anyways. But this is a good way to make sure they happen, to make sure that they're not happening out of a feeling of obligation, but they're happening from a place of like, this is what we want to do. And this is what we have intentionally set out to do.
Yep. I love it. It's intentional living. Mm-hmm. John Maxwell would love your season bucket list.
Oh, I hope so.
No, I would. And I, you know, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You know, when this podcast is done and posted, I'm going to put a note on our John Maxwell Team Facebook page and say, you want to hear how, you know, a young mother lives intentionally? Listen to this episode because this is really good.
Thank you.
You know, I like what happens to me is, I mean, I'm a person, I love life and I love the events and I love the seasons. But more than not, my wife and I will get to Christmas and we'll say, oh, we never made it to Skinny Alice. You know, I wonder how long they're going to still do it.
Right.
The Dickens Christmas. Right. And wouldn't it be great if we just would get that on our calendar before we get to December so we can say this Saturday we're going to Skinny Atlas to celebrate Christmas with a Dickens Christmas
calendar. Yeah, and that's or how we feel too. It was like that life was just, it's just, if you don't like take the time to be intentional about these things, like life will just fly by.
The rest of our life gets in the way. And they're good things. You know, I love the Christmas movies, and I would just wish that I could sit down with my family, and of course they might not enjoy that. But anyways, you know, so my favorite Christmas movie is really, it's A Christmas Carol, but it has to be the one where George C. Scott is Scrooge. That's, to me, that's the best. I've seen the others. They're not any good. But more than not, I'll get through the Christmas season, the holiday season, and never watch it.
Right.
Because I got too busy. That's crazy.
Right.
Sit down and watch it. Maybe I could probably pay my grandkids to watch it. But that's the wrong way to do it.
Well, you know,
but, you know, I think if
you can have things on your list that are just for you. Like I had Make a Fall Wreath, right? And that was for me. Like that was for me to have a creative outlet. I didn't like the fall wreath I currently had. I didn't see anything that I liked that I wanted to spend that much money on. So I said, I can do this myself and it will be my little me time and it'll be relaxing. And so Derek did not participate in that, but Isla helped me sort of. She's, you know, handed me what I needed. So you can have like your own little part of the list that's just for you.
So I have a question. So what do you do with the list when it's done? Do you save them?
I don't know what I'll do with it. Maybe.
When you do these events, when you do the things that are on your list, do you take pictures of it?
Let's see. Of the things? We definitely took a picture when we went on our little hike. We took pictures on our bike ride. I, of course, had to send my wreath photos to the family group text. So I do there you have go. That. I know. I should make like a little album. That's a good idea.
Exactly. So I'm thinking make your bucket list album.
I see. I don't have a picture of the winery, but I can make that happen again. We can
just go back. Go back. Right? Because my thought is, isn't that a beautiful way to, because what you, one of the phrases you use is, you know, you need to be intentional about making memories. Mm-hmm. And I think, wouldn't it be great, you know, if 5 years from now, you could sit down with Derek and Isla and Lena and say, hey, let's look at our bucket list from when Lena was, you know, a year old.
That's a great idea, because I just set up memory books for my girls. That can be something my talk about another time, but I have it already. Absolutely. It's my mom told me, she's like, wow, you are committed to this, because I already set it up for birth to senior year of high school. It is set, the bind, like huge 3-inch binders with tab dividers and page protectors. And the reason I did that was because if I set it up all at once, I had no excuse not to just pop in the things. Exactly. And it's not, I don't save everything, but to put in like those, you know, like the huge 8x10 school pictures, put those in there. I put in the things that have like their handprints or footprints or the things that they've made us for Mother's Day and Father's Day.
That's awesome.
My father-in-law just wrote the sweetest little letter to Isla with some pictures of a comet from the 90s. And because Isla is really into that kind of stuff right now. And I already told Derek, I said, we'll put it on the fridge for now, but that is going right into the memory book because it has her grandfather's handwriting on it.
Yes.
And it's like a very sweet letter to her. And so it's like that kind of stuff. And now I have no excuse. I just, I have hundreds of page protectors all loaded up. And
I love it. Just it's perfect. Put it right that's in. Awesome. You know, and that's those, this becomes priceless. Mm-hmm. That's terrific. So I can't wait to see what one of the seasonal bucket list albums looks like.
I know. I will do that. I will do that.
Good. Terrific. Well, Marissa, I think this fits exactly in with our leadership growth theme because, again, it's the life balance piece. Mm-hmm. It's making memories. You know, it's the whole tradition piece for your children. I think that is that is huge. So these are the types of things that give children a sense of stability and like an anchor for the rest of their life. So I really commend you on it. I'm really glad that you were willing to be our guest writer, so to speak, for today. We're going to do this more often, I promise you folks, because, you know, we've been told I need to let Marissa talk more. So that's my goal, is to get Marissa to talk more. But this was great. Any other closing thoughts that you'd want to share with us about the seasonal bucket list?
I think just in closing, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be, you know, it could be a napkin with 5 things on it taped to your fridge. Don't get caught up in what it needs to look like, but just get out there and find a way to take the very, very small amount of time you get on the weekends or your time off or those margins and use them to fill yourself with good things and absolutely things that bring you joy.
That's terrific. Thank you. And so do you think we can get that link and put it in our show notes of where you got your list to purchase and download?
Yes. And I did. I already linked it in the post as well. So it's hyperlinked right in there where I downloaded it. But there's plenty of resources. I'm sure you can find things on Etsy. You can type up your own Word document, whatever you want to do.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to take a look at it. So what's coming up this weekend that's going to be a check mark on the list?
So I think this weekend we're going to do the picnic, and I think we're going to try to do the winery again. When we did it last time, we were on a kind of a tight schedule, and Isla really enjoyed it because there's a lot of like space for her to run around, and they have apple trees and the grapevines and all that. So I think we're going to do that again. And I think that's probably it. It's going to be, you know, it's not a very fall weekend coming up, so.
Right. It's more summery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear how it turned out.
Great. You too.
So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.